Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to episode 618 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday. Another big day in the arena. And we have a lot to get to today, guys. We have a smorgasbord. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking Old Country Buffet. Yes, Maureen Chates, you know what I'm talking about. Your favorite restaurant of all time. But I have a lot of different bets. So I don't think it's a quantity day. To me, it's a quality day. And we have a lot to choose from. So we have a big Major League Baseball slate today. I only had four plays that caught my eye. Again, there's some interesting line moves. One in particular that really was surprising to me. And we'll get to it in a second here, but Baltimore and Chicago Cubs. If you guys noticed, the Baltimore Orioles are now a 500 team. They're 44-44. They've won 9 straight games. Unbelievable here. If you bet $100 on every O's game, you're up over $1,500 right now. But then I look at the line and I'm like, okay, maybe I'll ride Baltimore, you know, just because they're doing something incredible right now. And then there's a sharp move to the Chicago Cubs. They open like minus 125. They're up to like minus 140. So that's one of those games that, again, you know, your public perception or your perception of a team doesn't really match what the odds makers are doing. But there are four that I found some value in here today, so I'm excited to share them with you guys. I'll keep you updated on the betting pentathlon. Looking back toward yesterday, we got Tampa Bay. You love to see it. Got some plus money there with the Rays, plus 105. Sadly, though, remember, we had to pick one dog, one favorite. The Dodgers, man. The freaking Dodgers. You had bases loaded, nobody out, and you didn't score a single run. I think it was like the 7th or 8th inning, but then you actually had a shot in the 9th inning with a couple guys on in a 3-0 count. Couldn't get that one either. So, and our pentathlon plays 1-1. Got a little plus money there with Tampa Bay, but the updated numbers here, got to give some props to the odds-on crew. They're 3-0 so far. You're up like 2.6 units. Numbers game is in second. Follow the money third. Greg Hoops is fourth. And then us, Betting Cross America, 5th, 2-1, we're up a little under a unit, 0.88 units, and I know the way they track these at VSiN is a little different than the way I do it. It's based on actually like dollars versus units, so you may see a little bit different of a breakdown there, but overall, we are in, 5th place. So today, going into today, we need to pick a run line bet. So I have three options here. I'm actually waiting for Pritch to get back to me, so I'm not sure if it'll be in time, but maybe that's a professional tease you'll have to tune into Betting Cross America 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time to get our run line play today. But we're in the hunt. We're positive. We're in the green. And if we can get a couple big hits here, we can make this thing interesting with 2 days left. But looking back toward yesterday, guys, 3-3, minus 0.52 units. We got Tampa Bay. We got the Atlanta Braves. The Twins let us down. That Detroit KC under didn't matter if it was a 9 or 8.5, thing flew way over. But the Dodgers really the loser there. That really kind of flipped our night from a winning night to a losing night because they got off to a bad start. And again, bases loaded, nobody out, three straight outs you make, not making a single run across the plate. That was annoying. But WNBA, the gift that keeps on giving, knock on wood. We got the over in the Lynx game, 161.5 up to 164.5. Saw that thing fly way over the posted total, which was really, really great to see here. And some of those books closed 165, so beat a little bit. Got some closing line value there as well. I was a little annoyed today because I'm like, okay, there's got to be at least one game today because I know there's 12 teams in the league and, you know, 10 of them played yesterday. And then I look up and the Sun Fever game started at noon. What are you guys doing starting noon games WNBA? I wish that I kind of weighed on that one because I was actually looking at the under, and obviously it's, you know, it's halftime right now. It's or like 2 minutes left in the second half, 34-24, but I noticed if anyone took the under, it was 163.5 down to 161.5, but I'm annoyed that that's not a later game, but that's okay. Tomorrow, we have four WNBA games, so a lot to get to. But either way, guys, looking toward today, I have four Major League Baseball bets. It's Pentathlon Day 3 with the VSiN Challenge here with our MLB betting. I'll give you my three run line plays that I'm eyeing right now, including an alternate or a reverse run line. I told you it was a smorgasbord. I have a bet on an NFL win total. It's a team that we talked about yesterday on Betting Across America. And as soon as we talked about it, I ran to my book and I went to go bet this win total. So I'll share with you this win total that I just added to the card with the NFL. Do have an early UFC play, biting in the arena. So it was kind of annoying last week. We beat all three closing lines, went 1-2. But there's one fighter that checks off every single box. And by the way, this fighter is undefeated. So I'm going to share that early UFC bet, see if we can beat the closing line. And then to finish it up, I bet you didn't expect me to talk some golf today. Usually I leave that to the Long Shots crew, Wes Reynolds and Brady Cannon. But I read an article from Matty Humans. Shout out to Matty Humans, one of the sharpest guys I know. And he was along the same lines of what I'm thinking here. So I have a bet on Tiger Woods. But what is it? Top 10, top 20 to win it, to make the cut? You'll have to stay tuned for that. But I do have a bet on Tiger going into the British Open as the next big golf tournament overall. But yeah, guys, looking back to yesterday, again, I'm annoyed at the Dodgers. 3-3 overall, minus 0.52 units. Let's see if we can get back in the green and see if we can make some noise here in the pentathlon. But of course, guys, before we dive into all of our plays for today, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and then every single day you'll wake up. It's my Market Insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day. Today's newsletter led off with a ton of British Open coverage. Wes Reynolds, Brady Cannon, Matt Humans, the whole Long Shots crew. You get a rundown and a breakdown of all the VSiN pentathlon results, all the plays, the updated records there. Also, you will get coverage of the NBA Summer League, JVT, and as well as Matty Humans with the Edge are on site with the NBA Summer League, which is in Vegas. So you get some little NBA coverage there. Then also you get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. Run out of all the VSiN shows that day. Our MLB betting guide led by Adam Burke, Derek Carty, Jason Weingarten, our daily MLB guide, which I think is fantastic. Links to all of our city casts, football, NFL, and college coverage from Michael Lombardi and Steve Mackinnon and Matty Humans and the whole crew, as well as our betting education at the bottom of the newsletter. Tips, strategy, systems, videos, live odds, tools, betting sheets, everything you need to help you become a better, and kind of know the rules of the road, the ins and the outs that are important to know. And then, of course, you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. We do have a VSiN All Access membership. It's still a good, great promo right now. It's technically slightly less than $1 a day. It's about to be $1 a day, but $19 now until the end of the month, July 31st. It will cover you with everything we offer at VSiN, every Points Per Weekly magazine, all the afternoon best bet emails, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all of our betting guides, including our college football betting guide that's going to come out the last week of July. So if you want to give it a shot, great summer special right now, only $19 now until the end of the month. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then, of course, guys, get on Twitter. Twitter is not just where you see the VSiN pentathlon trash talk going left and right, but it's a great resource for sports bettors. We all know this, guys. I say it every day. But we have new people joining the pod, new people betting. And if you don't have Twitter, you're kind of hurting yourself because things change. Variables, injuries, breaking news, trades, scratch starting pitchers, MLB lineups come out. Today's NHL free agency. I'm seeing if my Boston Bruins are going to do anything. Bring back Bergeron and Krejci and let's make some moves here. But Twitter is our lifeline to breaking news and information that could affect our bet. So make sure you get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsiN.com. Questions, comments, suggestions. Maybe you just want to say hello. That's cool too. But if you need to be referred to a new sports book or need an app to track your bets, got a question about sports betting philosophy, let me know. I'll guide you in the right direction or the best direction that I know how. And that's always one of my favorite things, trying to help out new bettors who might just have a question and maybe have something that they need to get addressed. So let me know. I'm here to help you, josh@vsiN.com. So with that being said, looking for a bounce back day. I'm still mad at the Dodgers. Bases loaded, nobody out. I can't get over that. I could go 10-1 and I'll be upset about the one loser, but man, that was a tough one there. And I thought if you're watching the ninth inning, Gallegos was going to give it up. The guy cannot pitch against lefties. He like walked every lefty, but what are you going to do? Anyway, guys, looking toward the MLB board for today. It's a big slate. There's 16 games overall. There's a bunch of day games that are going to come out before the pod is released or are already being played. But I do have four bets that caught my eye. So let's see if we can get three of these. First one on the board for me, guys. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are at home against the Philadelphia Phillies here. Notable to me is the pitching matchup. Zach Wheeler against Ross Stripling. Now, Wheeler's been really good. 8-4, 2.46 ERA. Stripling, though, pretty good too. 4-3, 3.34 ERA. I'll make this very simple on you guys. This is a dog-to-favorite sharp reverse line move. Big majority of bets here are on the Philadelphia Phillies with Wheeler on the bump, obviously. Name recognition for a starting pitcher. But they're getting about 66% of bets. About two-thirds of bets are on Philly here. But what have we seen? A dog-to-fave line move. This line actually opened around minus 115 for the Phillies. It's now flipped to minus 115 for the Jays. So the Jays have gone from around plus 105 to now minus 115. So that's notable because, number one, they're only getting about a third of bets. Shouldn't the line be going toward Philly if they're getting two-thirds of bets? So the line's going to Toronto, even though majority of bets are on Philly. This is a classic reverse line move. Sharp, smart money play toward Toronto. This would also be a favorite low total. So total in this one is 8. It's really juiced up around minus 115. Looks like some liability on the under here. But what you're looking at, aside from a fave low total, a dog to fave line move, an interleague line move, and an interleague favorite system match as well. But I'll throw this at you too. I just broke as I was getting ready for the pod, but the Toronto Blue Jays just fired their manager, Charlie Montoya. So I know it's kind of, you think of like, you know, in the NFL, typically when you fire your coach the next game, the first game with a new coach, those teams tend to do very well. I don't have a number for you, but anecdotally, I've seen it happen quite a bit. Remember a couple years after, who was it, like Bill O'Brien got fired, or who was it, the guy, the Texans? It happens quite a bit in the NFL when your coach gets fired. You play great, you feel bad he got fired, maybe you hated him, and there's a better coach now you want to play for. I'm not going to say it's the same in baseball, but I do think firing Montoya, who was a player's manager, and they kind of let him down, I think they play for him today. So that's a little bit of an added bonus here. Maybe that has something to do with the line move. Now, also, if you look at Toronto against Philly here, Phils are up against it because they have four players who are not vaccinated for COVID, and the rules in Canada, obviously, if you're not vaccinated, you can't even enter the country. So they're missing Real Muto, their starting catcher, Alec Bohm, their third baseman, Nola and Gibson, two of their starters. That doesn't really matter because they're not pitching today. But the Phils are shorthanded, and they're missing Bryce Harper. So I like this play toward Toronto, a dog-to-fave line move. We also have a good home plate umpire, Nestor Ceja. He is 28-19 to the home team, 60% overall. In Toronto, 38-30 as a favorite. They're 26-18 at home, and they're 39-31 against right-handed pitchers. Toronto also has the better bats, starting 260 versus 246 there for Philadelphia. So you can kind of throw it into this one kind of system match, dog to fave, sharp line move to Toronto, the COVID stuff, firing your manager. To me, these are all benefits to Toronto and negatives for Philly. So my first play of the day, let's go Toronto Blue Jays. I got the Jays at minus 114. Next play for me. You know I'm a Sox fan, but I'm betting against the Sox. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm betting against them again today. This is Winkowski against Shane McClanahan. By the way, I'm kind of, you know, being a little bit upset there with the Dodgers outcome, but we did get kind of lucky with Tampa Bay. Did you guys see that? They were down 2-0, and there's a Little League play where Strom, the lefty with long hair for the Sox, he gets a comebacker and nails him. He throws the ball away. Then Franchy Cordero throws it away, like 3 runs scored on this like Little League play. So again, sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't. But anyway, I'm going back to the old Tampa Bay, guys. Sharp line move here. Big pitching advantage with McClanahan. I like the Rays. The Rays open around a minus 165 home favorite. Some books are even lower, like minus 150. The Rays have been steamed up now to minus 184. So that's a really big move here toward Tampa Bay. Tells me big smart money hit the Rays here. You also get a big fave low total. So correlative betting, this total is 7. It's juiced up under minus 115. So there's liability under, and there's also movement toward Tampa Bay going from, again, like we just call it minus 160 up to minus 184 now. So good correlative betting, favorite low total. Winkowski, 3-3, 4.35 ERA. Started pretty good. He's been getting knocked around last couple times, but McClanahan, who's on the bump for Tampa Bay, he's the favorite to win the Cy Young, plus 250. Now, I like this pitcher quite a bit. My only concern, and we talked to Josh Towers about this, is he's getting close to his innings limit. And I don't know if Tampa Bay is going to reel him back. But McClanahan's been great. 9-3, 1.73 ERA. His last 12 starts, Tampa Bay's 9-3 in those starts. So he's on the bump tonight. Tampa is 6-2 head-to-head against the Red Sox. So they've had the Sox number. Tampa is 33-22 as a favorite. They're 27-17 at home. And they are 36-28 against right-handed pitchers. Now, Tampa's getting 72% of bets. Don't love that. That's a public play. But they're also getting 82% of money. So there is a little bit low bets, higher dollar, and a line move toward Tampa Bay. Also, if you watched the game last night, Trevor Story took a fastball. He actually swung, and it nailed him in the hand. So I think Story might be out. So that's another good Red Sox bat that probably won't be in the lineup tonight. But I love this theme toward Tampa. Big correlative betting, fave low total. McClanahan's been great. And we do have a good steam move in favor of the Rays. So I'm on the Rays here, guys. Tampa, minus 184. Next play for me, San Diego. I'm going to the well with the Pods. So let's go Padres here, guys. This is Joe Musgrove against Chad Kuhl. San Diego opened around a minus 150 road favorite. They're up to around minus 165. Some shops even closer to minus 170. So right off the bat, we have a favorite, road favorite with a line move. Road favorites this year are 285 and 190, 60%. They've been pretty decent overall. But Joe Musgrove, 8-2, 2.09 ERA, has been really good this year. Chad Kuhl, 6-5, winning record, 4.02 ERA. But in his two July starts, Chad Kuhl ironically won both those starts, but at an ERA of 8.10. Whereas, again, Musgrove, 12-3 in his 15 starts when he pitches for San Diego. We did consider, the Colorado Rockies as a dog play yesterday, and they came through. So I kind of like San Diego off a loss, kind of in a bounce back spot with pretty much arguably your ace here on the bump. I know they got a good pitching staff. Musgrove's pretty much got the best numbers. But San Diego is 32-25 as a favorite. They're 27-19 on the road, and they're 30-27 against right-handed pitchers. Colorado, on the other hand, 27-41 as a dog. They're slightly winning at home, 24-22, but just 22-31 against right-handed pitchers. So that's an advantage, in my opinion, towards San Diego. Also, much better team ERA, including their bullpen. Colorado ERA of almost 5. San Diego's around a 3.6. So San Diego, hopefully the advantage on the bump. Also 78% bets. San Diego, don't love that. Another public play, but 90% of money. So again, kind of a low bets, higher dollar. A little bit of a smart money in a pro and pro versus, or not pro versus Joe, but a pro and Joe kind of in unison there on San Diego. So give me the Pods here, guys. I got the Pods at minus 165. Then last play of the night for me. Again, I know it's a big card, but really didn't want to force anything, and really a lot of these other games didn't really check off every box. There's like maybe one thing I like, but a couple things that kind of, you know, stopped me here. So I wanted to kind of be consistent and disciplined with the plays that we are choosing here. So if you're looking for 8 plays, I don't have them for you, but we do have 4. And the last one for me, give me the Houston Astros. The Astros are on the road at the LA Angels. This is Ohtani Day, obviously. Ohtani's fantastic. We all know that. I even think as a AL MVP, we all know it's, you know, probably going to be Judge if he stays healthy. He's like minus 110 or even money. But Ohtani's not far behind. I think he's like plus 250, something like that. If Judge gets hurt and Ohtani keeps playing great, that thing could get interesting there. I think there's value on Ohtani to win that situation, that AL MVP. But anyway, I like Houston today, guys. The Angels actually open as a minus 130 favorite at home. Some shops even as high as like minus 140. They're down to minus 115, minus 120, minus 115. So the line is falling away from the Angels, away from Ohtani, toward Houston. So Houston has gone from around plus 120 to now plus 105. I'm going to take the plus money with the road division dog here with Houston. As great as Ohtani is, Houston has value as that road divisional dog. They're also getting only 53% of bets, but 66% of money. So that's another notable there. Houston is playing great, 12-2 their last 14 games. Angels are 1-9 their last 10. Also, Mike Trout left last game with back spasm, so he could miss this game. So you're going to miss another good player if you're the Angels. Houston is 8-3 head-to-head in this series. They have the better hitting, 242 versus 231, and they have the better pitching, 2.94 versus 3.94. So I like Houston here. As great as Ohtani is, line is moving to the Astros. I took the Astros at plus 105, seeing if we can get some plus money on a good team. Yes, it's Ohtani day, but Houston is a good team. They're good against righties, and the line is moving in their favor. Also, even bet split, but line is moving in their favor. Again, another sign of respected money. So my four bets here in Major League Baseball, guys. Toronto, do it for Montoya, minus 114. Tampa Bay, minus 184. San Diego, minus 165. And Houston, plus 105. Now, in terms of our pentathlon plays today, we got to get back in this thing. So we're still winning. We have a positive record overall. We got to catch up to the odds-on crew, to Amal Shaw, as well as I think it's Mike Palm too. But my three options for today, we have to pick a run line. First one was Tampa Bay, -1.5 at plus 115 or plus 120. Again, line moving toward Tampa. I like them on the regular money line, but that could be an option as a run line play. And then the other two were kind of thought process of a kind of not a reverse run line because Toronto is now technically the favorite, but Toronto -1.5 at minus 170 or at plus 170. That's a pretty good payout there because, again, you got the line going in their direction. Can you do it for Montoya? Can you win by two or more? Plus 170 could kind of get us back in that conversation and get closer to the odds on crew. But what I'm leaning on, and I don't have an official bet, it's going to be one of these three because I haven't heard back from Pritch yet, but the Houston Astros, a reverse run line. A reverse run line or an alternate run line is basically, typically it's your dog +1.5 at a minus number or your favorite -1.5 at a plus number most of the time or a better number. But I'm looking at Houston, guys. The Astros, I got them on the regular money line plus 105, but Houston on the reverse run line, -1.5, win by two or more, plus 170. Plus 170, same price there as Toronto. So I'm going to wait for Pritch. But my thought process here is I'm not going to, you know, go Yankees, which, by the way, did you guys see the Yankees blew a lead yesterday? Thank God we didn't play them. I mean, if you were on the Yankees, were they minus 300 and they gave up four runs in the ninth and lost? But I think like an obvious thing would be, oh, take Yankees run line today. You know, they got to win. They got to bounce back. They're like laying like minus 325. But if you flip that to the run line, it's -1.5 at minus 170. We're not going to catch up to the odds on crew if we're laying big numbers like that. So I'm of the opinion of if you're going to be a Bear, be a Grizzly. Tampa Bay -1.5, plus 115 or plus 120. That's worthwhile. But Houston and Toronto, both -1.5, both plus 170. My play is going to be Houston -1.5 at plus 170, but I want to wait for Pritch because this is a team effort, obviously, and I want to know what he's looking at here. But those are just my top three options for the pentathlon there. But again, we'll stick with our four official bets: Toronto, Tampa Bay, San Diego, Houston, all regular money line plays. There you have it, guys. First half of the pod here in the books. We got a smorgasbord. We got more to get to. We got an NFL win total that I ran to the book. I didn't run, actually. I just opened up my app and bet it. But I got a play here on NFL win total. I have an early bet on the UFC biting. And I do have a bet on Tiger Woods. What is it going to be? To win the British Open? To be a top 5, top 10, top 20? Is it to win a matchup? Is it to make the cut? You're going to have to stick around because I'm going to go back to the well with a Tiger bet that I've won, believe it or not, two straight with. So don't go anywhere, guys. Going to finish up strong on a big Wednesday edition, episode 618 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without painful finger sticks. So you can always know which way your glucose is headed. An arrow shows you where you're heading, up, down, or steady. It could also alert you before you go too low or when you're going too high. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM available, you can make better diabetes decisions about food, medication, and activity in the moment. And all those little decisions can lead to big results. Results you can see, like more time in range and lower A1C. With Dexcom G7, you can manage your diabetes with confidence. Get started with the number one recommended CGM brand by doctors and patients at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
All right, everyone, we are back at it on a big Wednesday, Pentathlon Day 3. Looking back toward yesterday, guys, and again, we got the links, which was nice. WNBA continues to be a good sport for us, but 2-3 MLB, and really the one that annoyed me was the Dodgers. Again, bases loaded, no outs. Your professional team like the Dodgers, give me a break. You can't get a single run across. But anyway, see if we can bounce back here. We started the pod talking our four MLB official pod plays: Toronto, Tampa Bay, San Diego, Houston. On the money line, I threw a couple possible run line opportunities with you at you. Tampa Bay, Houston, Toronto. Again, plus 170 Houston is really going to be my play here. But we got more to talk about. It's not just baseball. And there are three different things that I want to hit on: NFL, UFC, and golf. So first one on the board in terms of a pod play here, trying to continue to finalize our NFL card. We talked yesterday on Betting Across America about the Chicago Bears. Da Bears. Who would win a fight, Coach Dicka or Hurricane? But Da Bears, I think they're in for a very, very long year this year. So the Bears, yes, last year went 6-11, which I was actually kind of surprised by. I thought they were much worse than that. Their win total this year is 6.5. But at both BetMGM and DraftKings, the 6.5 win total juiced up under minus 125. So two of your biggest books here are both showing a lot of liability toward the under. Now, that makes total sense to me. Number one, this is a team that I think if you look at their depth chart, they're in for a tough year, which, by the way, they just picked up N'Keal Harry from my Patriots there. Great pick, Belichick. First-round pick, N'Keal Harry, who did nothing. Great pick, especially when Deebo Samuel and A.J. Brown and McLaurin go right after you. Awesome pick there, Bill. But anyway, you look at this depth chart for number one for Chicago Bears. Justin Fields, obviously, you're excited about. Good young quarterback. We'll see, you know, his supporting cast. But his wide receivers are Byron Pringle, Darnell Mooney, and Velus Jones Jr. Again, Mooney led them last year, but Jones Jr. was a draft pick. Their offensive line is not very good. Tight ends, Cole Kmet, Ryan Griffin. But really what I want to bet against, and really why I'm not high on the Bears, is Justin Fields is a good young quarterback. And I do have some props here. 18.5 touchdowns, 3,350.5 yards passing, and 14.5 interceptions. I actually kind of like the over 14.5 picks. He threw 10 picks last year, and I think he only appeared in like 12 games. But his backup quarterbacks, if he runs around and gets hurt and misses a game, his backups are Trevor Siemian and Nathan Peterman. I mean, come on, give me a break. You are in trouble regardless with this Bears team. But I think if Fields gets hurt, you're really in trouble if both of those guys got to play. You also look at their defense. You know, Bears are known for their defense. They still have Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn. But they didn't have a draft pick this year. Remember, they gave up a ton of capital to bring in Justin Fields. You also have a rookie coach. You have a rookie GM. I want to bet against rookie coaches and rookie quarterbacks. Obviously, you know, Fields is a second-year player. But I look at your depth chart, and you really don't have many good players. It's a new regime taking over. You have no picks that you used in the draft this year. I could see this being a very long year for the Chicago Bears. And again, I always defer to Pritch. Like, I have my perceptions. Like, Bears really juiced up under 6.5, minus 125. So liability under. I don't really like their roster. Fade rookie coach, all that kind of stuff. Then I threw it at Pritch, And he pretty much agreed with me. He said this is going to be a bad Bears team. So I added the Chicago Bears under 6.5 wins, minus 125. Let's win 6 or less. Let's have a bad Bears year. Da Bears. I'm sorry, Da Bears. I'm on a 6-win team or less this year. Bears under 6.5, minus 125. Now to the UFC, a little bit of biting in the arena. Guys, I want to pick my spots, and what's kind of annoying is, like, you know, we've been doing a really good job. I don't know if it was, like, the last 2 weeks, but maybe two of the last 3 weeks, but, like, we'll identify our, like, number one UFC bet. I'll get it out there on a Wednesday. We'll beat the closing line, and that bet wins, but then I'll, like, add a bet on Thursday and Friday, and those two ones lose. So I don't know if I want to get, you know, too crazy with adding more bets throughout the week. You know, of course, you know, I'm going to play my system matches. If they are younger, taller, longer reach line move and good betting percentages, low bets, higher dollars, maybe Gamble and Lou or Reed Kuhn likes them, then we'll fire here. But I'm going to stick with, as of now, my number one bet that just checked off every single box for me in the UFC in biting is going to be the bantamweight. Jack Shore against Ricky Simon. Give me Jack Shore. By the way, Jack Shore is 16-0, undefeated. His opponent here, Ricky Simon, is 19-3. Good record overall. But what I love about Jack Shore, make it very simple on you guys, he's checking off every single box. Right off the bat, he's got a line move in his favor. Jack Shore opened around minus 150. He's been bet up to around minus 165. So you have a line move in favor of Jack Shore. Jack Shore is 27 years old. His opponent, Ricky Simon, is 29 years old. So 2-year age advantage, youth advantage. Jack Shore is 5'7". His opponent is 5'5". That's a 2-inch height advantage. Reach, Jack Shore, 71 inches, 69 inches for Ricky Simon. So when you write up a younger, taller, longer reach line move system, this is checking off literally every single box. So wanted to add this one, get out there early. Hopefully we beat the closing line. This thing gets you know, steamed up to minus 200. But I added Jack Shore, checking off every box, undefeated. He's got the youth advantage, the height, the reach, the line move. Give me Jack Shore. Putting it in today on a Wednesday, Jack Shore minus 165 to beat Ricky Simon. And then last play here, guys. Again, told you it's a smorgasbord. We got a bunch of different sweats we're hitting on. But we got to get to golf. And every day or every Wednesday, the new Points of the Weekly comes out. And I always look forward to reading it. I'll be honest, I immediately go to the Gamble and Lou UFC biting breakdowns because that's like my favorite article to read. But I always read what Matty Eumanns writes. Matty Eumanns is a fantastic capper. I met him a bunch of times every time I go to Vegas. Just a nice guy. He's always been really cool to me. So I'm biased anyway. I think Matty's sharp and is a great guy. But he wrote an article about Tiger Woods. And basically, Tiger, how to approach him going into the British Open. So if you read the newsletter today, Matty Eumanns' his article is right there. It's VSiN.com/newsletter. But he was basically talking about how Tiger Woods, don't bet him to win the British Open. You know, what we've seen in his first couple times back is he makes the cut and then he really fades. You know, often you're thinking probably it's because of, you know, recovery from his car accident and his injury. But if you look at Tiger Woods to win the British Open, he's like 60-1, 100-1. One book is like 150-1. So odds makers are taking a position that Tiger's not going to win the British Open. They're giving you ridiculous plus money payouts. If Tiger can win it, anytime they're giving you something that looks too good to be true, Tiger at such a good number, you got to scratch your head and say, okay, what's going on here? It's probably because he's very unlikely to win it all. Jeff Davis from Circa, he mentioned, he quote, "I don't think he has much of a chance at all. I don't want to say zero chance, but it's close to that. We've seen how his play deteriorated day by day at Augusta, and he was crippled at Southern Hills." So I'm totally for that. You know, again, I'm not going to bet Tiger to win it all. Yes, wouldn't it be nice to catch a 140-1? I mean, yeah, that'd be fantastic. But my angle here, and Matty Eumanns really kind of sent me over the edge, I'm betting Tiger to make the cut. I've done it twice. His last two big tournaments here, he cashed for me both times. Yes, he faded later. But I'm going to take him to make the cut. First off, the line movement. Tiger to make the cut at Circa. It opened at plus 115. Now it's minus 135. So on the one hand, you have Tiger Woods' odds to win the tournament getting much worse, but his odds to make the cut have gotten much better. So that's kind of a dog-to-fave line move on a make-the-cut. Again, plus 115 dog, Tiger to make the cut, now a minus 135 favorite. He's had a pretty good practice round, apparently. You know, and obviously, he does have a lot of familiarity here with St. Andrews. He won the British Open in the year 2000 and 2005. So he's got the familiarity. You know, he's looking good, apparently. I think he didn't play the last tournament. He took some time off here. But he's looking better. He knows the course and the tournament. And we have good line movement on him to make the cut. So, guys, I'm not going to outthink this one. Give me Tiger Woods to make the cut at the British Open, minus 135. That is my play, and Maddie Eumanns gave me some confidence there because Maddie likes it too. So give me Tiger, make the cut, minus 135. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar grinding in the arena. Pentathlon day three. Let me check my phone. Did Pritch text me? Still no text from Pritch. Is Pritch okay? Someone check on my guy. But we do have to pick our run line play today. Stay tuned. The parody account of Mitch Moss will tweet out what the plays are. I did notice, I think it was Scott Seidenberg. He took a shot on a reverse run line on the New York Mets -1.5 at some huge number. They're like a plus 135 dog. Third inning, they're up 4-0. So Scott Seidenberg, that's a pretty sharp pick there. We'll see if they can hold on. But anyway, guys, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you cash some bets, if you become a puckhead this year, or you've become more of an MLB type better, or maybe you just enjoy listening to the breakdowns each day, and you don't have to bet every game I talk about, but maybe you pick and choose, and one particular breakdown you liked, you played it. Maybe it's helped you cash a bet here or there. You've taken more of a contrarian angle. You're looking more at data and information and line movement and betting percentages and system matches. You're becoming more of a flat bettor versus obviously a loosey-goosey parlay everything and put 100 on this, $5 on that type bettor. Maybe you've tracked your plays now where you never used to. You're learning about yourself as a bettor. If any of that is true, or if you just think I'm a decent guy, you want to make my day and make me very happy, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, how to use your advantage as a bettor to try to find an edge. That's really kind of the ultimate goal of my book. So if you want to pick up a copy, it's got everything in there. And again, it would mean the world to me if you wanted to pick one up, especially if you got that new friend or relative or coworker who maybe wants to get in on betting and his fingers crossed Massachusetts is going to get it done, but doesn't really know where to start. That's the whole point of my book, to guide you in the right direction. So if you want to pick one up, it would mean the world to me. It's the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. But that about does it, guys. Another day, another dollar. Reminder, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, breaking handle records every day in the great state of New York, where the mobile market is massive, over $1 billion pretty much every month. That's insane. And if you think that's big, wait until California, knock on wood, passes legalized betting this fall in the ballot initiative at the election here. But of course, in the desert, don't forget about my guys. Of course, Stormy and the crew, sweating sharp contrarian plays at Circa with your feet in the pool, getting a victory burger, or the South Point where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners. We got a couple hot dogs last night. We got two hot dogs, sadly, but I couldn't get the big hot dog I wanted with the Dodgers there. You can't squeeze across one run. I mean, come on. Bases loaded, nobody out. And also Cody Bellinger. Used to be a great player. You're hitting like 200. Like, what is up with Cody Bellinger? Anyway, or of course, my two other favorite books, Mandalay Bay, the Westgate Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. Show me a nice Rays ticket. That was a good Rays ticket. A little plus money. Atlanta came through. Again, don't show me Minnesota, Dodgers, or Detroit and Kansas City under. Remind me to never bet two terrible teams to the under again. But you know what you can flash me? A WNBA. Show me that Lynx ticket. Lynx over 164.5. Steam, baby, or Steam System overmatch, now up to close to 60% here. So you love to see a WNBA play come through. And again, too bad today's game was a little bit early, but tomorrow, don't you worry. We got four big games. One's an 11 a.m. game. What's up with these 11 a.m. games? Aces Liberty. Like, can you give me night games? Anyway, guys, I wish you the best of luck. Have a great day. Hope to see you on Betting Across America. If you want to tune in, we will unveil our run line play of the day. But excited to have another big day here, guys, hopefully, and see if we can get back in the green for the pod and see if we can try to nip at the heels of the odds-on crew. But I wish you the best of luck. My parting words, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But if we can consistently find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, if we can do that and get some closing line value, we're going to be okay long term, guys. So good luck. Send us your good luck for Pentathlon Day 3 and enjoy NHL free agency. Did my Bruins do anything yet? Let's make some moves here. Again, I see they traded Eric Haula for Pavel Zaka, but I'm looking for a bigger fish than that. Bring back Krejci, bring back Berge, and see if we can add on some other parts as well. But enjoy your Thursday. I'll see you on Betting Across America, and do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
Hey,
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.